Ed Sullivan says,
believe me, this is it. The big show is really
Vinyl Cobwebs.
Hello! Yes, it's another episode of Vinyl Cobwebs. Oh boy, can you believe it? Vinyl Cobwebs is back again once again. Oh boy, it's me! It's Premium Deluxe. Guess what? I'm at the turntable. Donovan, he's hiding in a closet somewhere. Should we let him out? Oh, well, we're going to do the show. It's been a while. Oh, boy, it's a happy fall time. Woo, look at the leaves. They're all crispy, and they're falling, and they're yellow, and they're... Oh, you mean it's not the time of year for leaves to be falling and crispy in your corner of the country? Oh, well, let's do the show, okay? Whee! Oh, why didn't you tell me I had the music too loud?
Ow!
You can't do the bop in the sack. You can't tell the front from the back. You can't do the bop in the sack. Take that crazy gum back. You can't flip your hip. You can't feel the beat. You gotta move more and more than your feet. You once did the bop and wiggled a lot, but in that small key we got no rock. Well, you can't do the bop in the sack. You can't tell the front from the back. You can't do the bop in the sack. Take that crazy gown back. Yay, yay. You can't do the bop in the sack. No, no. Take that crazy gown back. Yay, yay. Can't do the bop in the sack. No, no.
You once had the curves, now they just ain't. You know when you dance, you look like a square. I can't see you, baby, but I know you're in there.
Well, you can't do the bop in the sack. You can't tell the front from the back. You can't do the bop in the sack. Take that crazy gown back.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do the bop in the sack.
No.
Sure look ugly in that sack. You're bopping in your sack. Yes, in 1958, those sack dresses were all the rage. Actually, they weren't. They were pretty ugly back then. It was kind of like the Edsel. I think it was 1957 on that one. Kind of like the Edsel, you know, and which was introduced in the fall of 1957, the 58 model. Yes, do you remember that? Well, anyway, here you are listening to an all-new episode of Vinyl Cobwebs hosted by Premium Deluxe, because I am hogging the turntable. That's all mine.
Wow. You're going to have to go through me to get to this turntable. I'm stapping your cold turkey. You got to go through me, Premium.
No, I'll go through you.
See, I went right through you. Oh, now, let's get this one record off the turntable as popping in the sack by the Lane Brothers, and we'll trade places now with the Sapphires. You know, they did that one wonderful song in early 1964 called Who Do You Love? This is one of their great follow-ups. Let's play it right now for you. Yeah.
For such a long time.
and you leave the one I love alone. Bop, bop, bop. Yeah, one of those seldom heard records. Maybe you're hearing it for the very first time. I've got mine. You've got yours. I think they kind of borrowed the line from the Monkey Time song by Major Lance, which came out a few months earlier in the late 63. What? Oh, this is Premium Deluxe alone. Oh, boy, he's in a flux because Donovan, well, he's stuck in the closet. I put him back in there. He's trying to get the turntable away from me. Donovan, get away from me.
Tonight. Now listen, when you buy disco, you get two sounds for the price of one.
Well, here's one sound. Here's the other sound.
I only want you.
A group that really has a passion for singing. Yes, on the Oticon Records label from 1960, those are the Passions. Oh, wasn't I clever how I worked that in there? Woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. I like the little beautiful, so beautiful, I think I'm going to cry. Right here on the 221st episode of Vinyl Cobwebs. Guess what? We are heard at 92.9 Kick FM. Oh boy, how you guys doing up there? We love all those emails you've been giving us. You are our big pals. City Vibe Radio, oh boy, a new audience there too, and they've been digging our show, but they've been hearing a lot of reruns. But we're back now with a good one. It's me, Premium Deluxe, in a flock.
I'm standing at Niagara Falls, watching a circus daredevil as he actually attempts to walk a tightrope across that swirling, roaring torrent. One misstep, and he's a goner.
It's just one of the gigantic thrills of the big circus, the biggest show, the most exciting story ever filmed in CinemaScope and Technicolor. 9 great Hollywood stars, hundreds of sensational circus acts. See Irwin Allen's The Big Circus.
Now playing at the Loop-de-Doo Theater. Yes, Loop-de-Doo Theater. You can see it right there at the Loop-de-Doo Theater, and it's a good one. The circus. You'll see people in white tights flying around up in the air and hopefully getting caught. Oh, no, look, he let go and went, oh, splat.
It's Jimmy Haskell and his orchestra, Chinese Donovan here.
Get out of here, you loud Chinese Donovan. Oh, no, get back into your closet. I'm going to slam you back in there. Let's get out of this town. From Boise, Idaho.
Valley Don't know where to go.
from Boise, Idaho. Yes, Boise, Idaho is where this group hails from. And I got this record up in Pocatello, Idaho, at an antique store there, with, among a bunch of other records. And it was one of my last trips there, because now I'm no longer delivering to the Chuck-a-rama-lama ding-dongs. I have to work in the shop 5 hours a day here in Salt Lake City, Utah. I mean, 5 days a week, and that stinks. It sucks and smells. Oh, boy. But anyway, I'm glad I nabbed this record before I stopped my trips up there. Oh, yeah, the Fabulous Chancellors on the very obscure Echo Records label. I think this is from 1964. They actually had a hit record in Boise called Blackout. We've played that on Vinyl Cobwebs Instrumental from the fall of 1963. And then it got distributed on Dot Records nationally, but it didn't really go anywhere. Oh, boy. Here we are on Vinyl Cobwebs. A Festivus. What is it? A Festivus? Yes, a Festivus for the rest of us. And now, let's play a tune. We're going to play a lovely little tune. We'll see if we can... Achtung! Achtung! I don't know why I said that. I had to say that. But, well, we're going to do this. You know Dickie Goodman, he did those little cut-in things, you know, like the versus Earth versus the Flying Saucers or stuff like that. And then he'd play a record and say, he'd pretend like he was a reporter and go, President Eisenhower, what do you think of the North Korean situation? And he'd say... say it in a hit record, you know. They play an excerpt from a hit record. Well, we're going to play that, but we're going to play on the B-side of those records. They always had some kind of throwaway thing, and some of them are just crap and bleh. And here's something that I thought at first was kind of crap and bleh, and then it started growing on me, and then halfway through the record, this tremolo guitar comes in, and it's just kind of groovy, so I'll play it right now. It's called Little Tiger, and then I'll play the other side, which was... getting some radio action in the United States about this time of year in 1961. That'd be October for you fools out there, and maybe into early November. Anyway, we'll play the Berlin Top 10, but we're going to flip the B-side over and play Little Tiger, and it's credited to Dickie Goodman, but I'm sure he's not on the record. It's just some little combo that they picked up and said, yeah, can you throw a B-side together for us? We don't know what to put on this B-side of this Berlin Top 10 thing. So let's hear this Little Tiger thing first, and then we'll flip it over, okay? This is Premium Deluxe, and he's always in a flux.
This is radio. Radio Free East Berlin. Here's your favorite disc jockey, Happy Hans Kaput, with the number one song in East Berlin today.
Don't fence me in.
Radio, some kind of nut.
Comrades, due to a sudden seizure, Happy Hans will be unable to continue. He will be replaced by Boris the Spinner, the people's disc jockey. And now, here is the new number one song in our fair city. I'm gonna knock on your door by the secret police.
I'm gonna knock on your door.
Here is a news bulletin. Our latest space missile mysteriously blew up on takeoff today. Sabotage is suspected. Communist headquarters wants to know.
Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb?
And now for a record glorifying our beautiful Siberia.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is...
You got to like it like that. And now for local news.
Good evening, comrades. It has been reported that a good party member has turned in his 8-year-old daughter for the sabotage of today's missile test. She admitted putting the ram in the Ramalama-ding-dong.
The father of the little girl has dedicated this song to her somewhere in Siberia.
Take good care of my baby.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Comrades.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
If so, try Papa Nikita's chewing gum. It comes in 4 delicious flavors. Borscht, vodka, caviar, and halva. And for short time only, special offer. Send in 600 gum wrappers, and you will receive absolutely nothing.
Our next song is dedicated to our great leader, Premier Khrushchev.
You must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
Uh-oh, here comes secret police. Goodbye, comrade wife. This is the people's disc jockey, signing off with...
I never smile again.
Yes, he certainly will never smile again, because he obviously got shot. By the sounds you heard, they thought that was really clever. Let's play the platters. I'll never smile again. And then let's insert some gunshot sounds and end the record right there. And they did! That's Dickie Goodman. And on the other side, I guess I'll call it the Dickie Goodman Orchestra. I'll just pretend he was waving his baton. And then halfway through the record, he waved his baton and said, okay... He waved his baton at the, pointed at the guitar player and said, okay, turn on that tremolo and play. Anyway, Donovan Cobbs is on the go, and Donovan, I think he really liked that last record. He just loves those cut-in records that Dickie Goodman does, doesn't he? Don't you, Donovan?
Dem bones, dem bones, dem Leonard Friendly bones, dem
hey,
bones.
Hey, come on, Premius. Don't make fun of Leonard Friendly. Beat you up!
Donovan, just for that, you're going to have to do some exercises now. Get ready. Get bent. Get up. Hip, up. Hip, up. Hip, up. Come on, Donovan.
Touchdown. Every morning. 10 times. Not just now and then.
Go, Donovan.
Give that chicken fat back to the chicken, and don't be chicken again.
Don't be a chicken.
No, don't be chicken again. Push up every morning, 10 times push up, starting low. Once more on the rise, nuts to the flabby guys. Go, you chicken fat, go away. Go, you chicken fat, go. Left, 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 left. Left a good pound and a quarter. Was it right? Right that it should be left.
Yes, I left, 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 left. Left a good pound and a quarter.
It was right, left, right, left.
It should be left.
Now, touch your toes with me. Ready?
Touchdown.
Up.
Every morning.
Down. 10 times.
Not just.
Up.
Now and then.
Up.
Five. Chicken fat.
Six.
To the chicken and show.
Seven.
Chicken again. No. Chicken.
Don't you feel better now, Donovan? Ugh, I don't.
That'll teach you to mess with my favorite organ styler.
Oh, who's going to dig the gravedigger's grave when the gravedigger's busy digging graves? You'll find out when you see the Comedy of Terrors from American International, starring all your favorite creeps, Vincent Price, Peter Lorre, and Boris Karloff, with a cast of hundreds, mostly ghouls. Terror was never so titillating, or murder so much fun. See the Comedy of Terrors in color and Panavision. It's a scream.
Oh, I'm screaming. Yes, it's now playing at the Loop-de-Loop Theater. Yes, right there with that circus movie and all those other things. Okay, boy, oh boy, oh boy, you're listening to Vinyl Cobwebs once again on the air. Number 221, Premium Deluxe at the helm. Donovan, he's on a chain.
Beat you up, Premium!
Oh, do I gotta pick myself up off the floor again, Donovan?
Okay, here is the KAYC Good Podnas hit list. This is the, Beaumont, Texas, 1450 on your radio dial. Steve-O the Night Rider was on that station at that time, the legendary man from 6 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. at night. It was the week of September 20th through September 26, 1965. Here was the top 10. We're going to play one of the songs here. Number 10 was Catch Us If You Can by the Dave Clark Five, with number 11 being Helped by the Beatles. Number 9 was You Were On My Mind by the Wee Five. Number 8 was Since I Lost My Baby by the Temptations. Number 7, These Hands, Small But Mighty by Bobby Bland. And number 6 was Houston, rendered by Dean Martin. You know, being popular because it's a Texas city. Anyway, number 5, The In Crowd, the Ramsey Lewis version. And number 4 was Home of the Brave by Jody Miller. Number 3 was Hang On Snoopy. Snoopy? No, it's Snoopy. No, it's Snoopy. Snoopy Hang On by the McCoys. Number 2 was In the Midnight Hour by Wilson Pickett. Ooh, dum, 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 yeah. And number 1 was Treat Her Right by Roy Head and the Traits on the Backbeat Records label, but we're going to go up to number 7. These Hands, Small But Mighty. Bobby Blue Bland at the microphone.
With these hands, small but mighty, I'll do most anything for you. So let me know, oh no, tell me, darling, let me know what you want me to do.
Make all those troubles go away there, Bobby Bland. That's one you never hear. Oh boy, it made the top 10 in Beaumont, Texas. What a happening town that was.
Vinyl Cobwebs, where we breathe new life into old crap. Old crap!
Hey, did somebody say
scaryguyvideo.com spelled with a cow?
La visita scaryguyvideo.com deletreo con una K. Nada pero extraño, esotérico, e titilating. El dar una sacudida eléctrica. El disturbo y fabuloso películas del retro de todo bueno. Usted no encontrará estas películas en su almacén video local. No en la televisión por cable, no uniforme en Japón. Este es el obscuro perdido en tiempo, la materia totalmente torcuda, se madre le advirtió alrededor, scaryguyvideo.com, deletreo con una K.
Happy birthday, Alex, you're 12 years old, born in 1994.
Oh, that doesn't seem that long ago.
This is Alex from Scout Troop 630. Never talk to strangers. If a man tries to let you in his car, tell him no in a loud voice and run away. It may save your life.
Hey, Alex. He's 12 years old. Let's see 12-year-old Alex do an interpretive dance to this number right here. Go, Alex. Go. Go, Alex. Contort. Contort. 12 years old, 12 years old. Wee, 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 yeah. Alex, the end sound from way out. Of course, a lot of barnyard noises there. Futuristic in quality. It's the end sound from way out, electric pop music of the future created by Perry Kingsley on the Vanguard Records label from 1966, I do believe. All that editing they had to do. They didn't have computers to do all that instant editing stuff. They had to do it with reel-to-reel tapes, and they had to file them here and go, okay, we're going to use this one. Okay, back to that one. Thread up that one again. Oh man. Well, that would have been hard to do this premium deluxe in the flux right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. Alex is 12 years old. Happy birthday, Alex. He's 12 years old. When he was a little baby, Bill Clinton was in his first term.
Oh, Donovan!
Well, since we're in an outer space mode, let's play something called Space Girl by the Earth Boys. Really slick. Okay, anyway, let's play this thing. This is kind of a novelty. Listen for a voice that was very famous in American cartoons, Hanna-Barbera and all that stuff. I think his name is... reveal it later, but anyway, it's on the Capitol Records label. This is pretty silly. From 1958, let's play it.
I was driving along a moonlit night when I saw a flying saucer in full flight. Now I parked my car when it started to land, and she jumped out walking on her hands. She was
quite a sight to see. And I was scared as she said to me, if my navigation's running true, it's planet Earth, but what are you? So said Space Girl, lovely Space Girl.
I'll never forget that night I first saw Space Girl. She looked so cute standing there with that little antenna growing out of the back of her head. She could get 8 television stations, and that's hard to do without a set. And her beautiful red hair growing all over her face. And what measurements she had! 35, 23, 0. So what if she was only 2 feet high? Who likes tall girls? I guess I nearly melted when she looked at me with those beautiful blue eyes of hers. All 14 of them. And that little purple light in her forehead kept flashing on and off in Morse code. I love you, Earth Boy. I love you, Earth Boy. I love you, Earth Boy! And then I knew she was all mine! And then, suddenly, it happened! As I held her tenderly in my arms, she disintegrated.
I'll never see Space Girl again. For she couldn't breathe our oxygen. But my heart is heavy despite the cost. 'Twas better far to love than lost. Goodbye, Space Girl. Lovely Space Girl.
Lovely Space Girl. Oh boy, that's Paul Frees. A lot of different voices he did in Cartoonia. Yes, Cartoonia. Oh, boy, this is Premium Deluxe. I sound like I'm in Heliumia. No, let's play another platter that matters right here on Vinyl Cobwebs. Yes, this time we're going to go back to 1963. One of my favorite years in music. This made some headway down in the South.
It's the Kingpins and a song that kind of brings back a little bit memories of Chain Gang by Sam Cooke from 3 years earlier with a little bit of the ooh, sound. It won't always be this way, they proclaim.
Darling, it won't be this way. Oh.
the sound of the man sound, men. Working on the chain gang.
Donovan, help.
Yeah. From 1963, about springtime. It was on the Federal Records label.
Yes, the Federal Records label.
This is Vinyl Cobwebs number 221. Premium Deluxe, he's in a hurry. I have to get this show done so I can, you know. Anyway, because Donovan, he might be getting out of the closet and he might beat me up. So let's play another record right now that I found actually yesterday at an antique store. There was a box of 45s all in it, and there was a bunch of crap, actually. There was, you know, well, anyway, I won't say who because I don't want to denigrate any groups and stuff like that. But a lot of crap and stuff, and there was writing on the label that said good or this is bad or I don't like or stuff like that. But this one didn't get any writing on it, but it's got all these records had a radio stamp on it. It said WDVA. I'm going to have to find out what that was. I should have Googled it up before I came on the air here. But anyway, here's one from 1958. The only record I bought from the whole bunch. The rest of them were scratchy, the ones that I kind of wanted. Or just too crappy, and the other ones that were in good condition were on crappy labels like Coral, you know, pop stuff. Really crappy crap. Anyway, this is a disc jockey copy, and it's slightly rough. It's not scratchier, but it's just kind of grainy vinyl. It's on the VJ Records label. Great Googly Moo by the Spaniels, 1958. One of the good finds. The only one I bought, and they were selling them all for $3, and this is the only one I purchased. So enjoy. This is one of those records that doesn't sound great to... I don't think it even sounded great in mint condition when it was first pressed. But anyway, the great Googly Moo, we spin it right here. I got it for $3. What a good deal that was. It's on the kind of a white promo label with the red words. Usually they had red red label with silver print. But anyway, that's for all you record collector nuts. And they're best known for the ballad of... Da, 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 da. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Da, 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 da. Oh. Premium Deluxe here, in a flux. 221 is the episode, and we've been on vacation for a long time. Hopefully we'll be coming up with a Halloween episode very soon. I'll have to whip Donovan into shape.
Judge refuses to bail.
Quit staring at me, Asa Pelimohi. Donovan? Do you have anything to add?
And now,
the Universal Vagrant.
I think that's the big influence on this record. Those are the Merry Dragons? Yes, Universal Vagrant from 1966 on the ABC Paramount Records. Well, it was ABC by then. Let's play another 1966 record. That was a good grudgy one. I didn't play... I don't think I played very many grudgy... I played that Boise group, the Fabulous Chancellors. Oh, well. And, well, let's play another 1966 record. Let's do a female this time. This is Brenda Lee, a latter-day record. This made us a dent, actually, on local radio here in Salt Lake City. It's called Coming On Strong from 1966. So let's play it. It's a good up-tempo number that kind of got submerged under all that Yellow Submarine stuff.
And
Yeah, she's a-coming on strong. That's a little Brenda Lee singing along. Now I guess I got a... Oh, boy, a message from one of our sponsors.
Hey, this is Scary Guy telling you about my website, scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. At scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K, you'll find all sorts of bizarre, esoteric, disturbing, and totally retro cool films of all kinds. Visit us right now. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. Get scary.
Oh boy, volume 221 of Vinyl Cobwebs. Happy birthday, Alex AC. He is 12 years old.
Gee, Mom, I don't want to go to school.
Now let's play another song for him. I don't know, this is weird. It's got a little rinky-tinky little band playing in the background, and then they got this weird space stuff. Very strange record I got. It's on the... what is it? Well, it's called Stories in Sound, and this side is called... Space Battle, 1963, I think. Outer space! The space race was on. 1962 or 63, I do believe, on that one. I got that from pretty cheap on eBay. I guess nobody knew what it was, but I knew what era it was, so I thought I'd better grab it, and I did for only about $5. Stories in Sound, division of Jack B. Record Company, and then it just says on the bottom, Space Battle. 13117 Lakewood Boulevard, Downey, California. Produced and directed by W.J. Wenzel. Oh, he was the owner of Wenzel's Records in a record store in Southern California in the late 50s and 60s. Okay, we know where that came from. And maybe next week, or next time, we'll play The Crash. That has more of a Halloween-y kind of feel, so get ready. I know you've been listening to reruns of Halloween stuff, but we'll see if we can come up with a new one. Wah! Okay, here we are on Vinyl Cobwebs 221. It's almost the end of this episode. Boy, isn't it nice to hear a new one, even if it's just premium deluxe, because Donovan, he's trapped. He's trapped in a closet where I put him, wrapped in chains. I'll let him out, and he could be Frankenstein. Well, let's play one by Wayne and the Wise Men. This is another obscure record. Out of this one is Fort Worth, Texas, and I think it's about 1965. And this side is it's a lovely little ballad, and I'm a sucker for ballads, but it's called Cinda, and I used to have a Doberman by the name of Cinda. Cinderanda Vista. But it was Cinda, actually. She was a nice dog. She didn't eat people and bite them and all that stuff. This song is just lovely. I love it. Let's play it right now. One of my favorite tunes of all time, at least recently.
Cinda, I love you. Cinda, love me too. For you, like a willow tree, in your arms is where I want to be.
Sob, sob, choke, choke. I really like that record. I don't know what it is, and I know it's not because it's named after my dog, Cinda. Cinda Ronda, baby Bista. Oh, you're a good dog. She's been gone the last 10 years, though. Okay, well, anyway, I like that record. Wayne and the Wise Men. 1965, Fort Worth, Texas. Well, Vinyl Cobwebs, this one's in the can. I'm so glad. I gotta go to sleep. I'm tired. I gotta get up, go to work, just like the rest of y'all. Well, that's why I'm tired, because Belial, our little Pugsley mascot, is in here going... Oh, well, till next time, till Vinyl Cobwebs 222. Oh, well, bye!
Hey, friends! This installment of Vinyl Cobwebs is brought to you by our good friends at ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K! At ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K, you'll find the most obscure and bizarre films of all kinds. Lost educational films, rare TV episodes,
creepy science fiction,
and disturbing horror. Disturbing horror. Disturbing horror. Don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. You must check it out yourself. The hippest malevolent media around. ScaryGuyVideo.com. Spelled with a K.